As any sin you've ever committed, ever have committed, or ever will commit has been paid by the blood of Jesus Christ. He forgave us. And that's what I want to talk to you about tonight. I've been studying some of the Lord's parables, and I just enjoy that. There's so much you can learn from that. I want you to take your Bibles tonight, turn to Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18. And let's all stand, if you would, for the reading of God's Word. In just a moment, we'll begin reading in verse 21. Matthew 18, verse 21. The Bible says, "Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But for so much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will repay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out," watch this, "and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him, and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet, and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And the Bible says in verse 30, watch what happens. And he would not. He would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. Verse 35, So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses." Let's pray. Father, we love you tonight. And God, I want to thank you for the opportunity to be at my home church in Charlestown. Father, I appreciate the opportunity to be able to preach the Word of God. I pray for help tonight. I pray for power tonight from on high. You would just anoint us. Father, give us the very words tonight with the message you have laid on our heart to share with our people tonight. God, I do pray most of all, if there's one here in our midst that has not experienced that forgiveness, Lord, that only you can give. God, I pray that if they need Christ tonight, they would come and ever live. May the Holy Spirit of God be free in this place tonight. God, I pray you allow us to preach tonight with power, purity, truth, and liberty. And Lord, I pray you would speak to the Christian tonight. Bless us, guide us, direct us, help us to have a good time in the Lord's house tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You may be seated. I love the parables of the Lord. I love this one here. It has spoken to my heart. God always gives me the message before I can give it to somebody else. Amen. I believe that's very important in the ministry. He speaks to his people. Amen. Jesus Christ was going around doing good. He was speaking to his disciples and the people. He had spoke about who would be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. He spoke about the lost sheep, the 99, how the one went astray, how that shepherd went out and found that one lost little lamb. Can I say tonight, I'm thankful that He found me tonight. If you're thankful that He found you, say amen tonight. I'm glad tonight that as we were going astray, one day we weren't caring about church, we weren't caring about God, but He sent the Holy Spirit of God through the powerful preaching of the messages, through the Word of God, through the Bible, amen, and we got saved, we got born again. I'm glad that He came along one day and found this lost sheep. He also talked about the church discipline. If a brother does aught against you, how to handle that. And then I like verse 20. I love this verse, one of the favorite verses I have. The Bible says, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, in the name of Jesus, amen. It says, there am I in the midst of them. I'm so thankful tonight, preacher, that He's still in the midst tonight. I'm thankful tonight that the Holy Spirit of God comes down upon His people, amen, and still speaks to the hearts of God's people tonight. I'm glad whether it's two or 200 that God Almighty comes and speaks to His people. Peter then comes to him. Peter always has a way of saying things, of doing things. I'm glad of that, amen, because we can learn much from Peter, amen. Peter goes to him and he came, the Bible says in 21, it says, then came Peter to him. Aren't you glad tonight that you can go to the Lord Jesus Christ? Aren't you thankful tonight that when things are not going good, when things are going bad, when you're down in the valley, that you can go to the Creator tonight, that you can go to the God of the universe, that you can go before Him, amen, and ask petitions, amen, and talk to your Heavenly Father. He's not somewhere far off that He don't hear you. If you're saved tonight, if you're right in God's eyes, amen, if your sins are confessed up, you can go to God the Father. And you can talk to Him, and He will help you with those needs. Peter came to him. Peter said, listen to this. Lord, how oft shall I forgive if my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Peter was trying to be real generous. Why do you say that? Because back in the Old Testament, in Amos, it's chapter 2, verse 6, the rabbis would forgive three times. And the fourth time they would sin against him, you're not forgiven anymore. Maybe that's where we got the phrase, three strikes and you're out. I don't know. But I'm telling you what, back then they would forgive one, they would forgive you. The second time they would forgive you. The third time they would forgive you. The fourth time, you're not forgiven. Peter was telling Jesus, I'm going to be real generous. I'm going to ask the Lord, should I forgive seven times? He was trying to be generous, amen. Watch what our Lord said. Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times 70, or seven. Somebody tell me what that number is. 490. Can I tell you tonight, that's not what Jesus was saying. He was using that as an expression of words. He was telling his brother, he was telling his people there to forgive as many times as you have been sinned against. Don't count the times you've forgiven your brother. Don't even count it. 70 times 7 is 490. That's a lot of times. But let me tell you what Jesus was saying. Just keep on forgiving your brother and sister in Christ. Just keep on forgiving them. Even if they sin against you, you just keep on forgiving them. Don't stop forgiving them. Why did He say that? Because Jesus forgave you, my friends. Jesus forgave me. How many times have we sinned before God? And He has forgiven us. He told Peter until 70 times 7. Now He's going to go into the parable. The Bible says in verse 23, therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. I thought about that certain king. I thought about God Almighty in heaven, amen. I thought about God, how He's a powerful, almighty God. I thought about how this king down there would take account of his servants. I'm telling you one day, my friends, when we stand before God Almighty, we're not going to stand before Him with our sins there, amen. He's not going to bring our sins up, amen. Aren't you glad of that tonight? But I tell you, I believe we'll stand before Him with our time and our talents, what God Almighty has blessed us with. Each and every one of us has a gift tonight that God has given us to use for His kingdom, to use for His glory, amen. The gifts and the talents that God Almighty has given us, I believe we'll have an account of them one day. the preachers, the singers, the teachers, the Sunday school teachers, the folk that witness, amen. I believe we need to use the gifts and the talents that God has given us. Amen. Whatever your you say, well, I don't have it. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. If you don't know what it is, ask someone. They might know better than what you know, amen. They'll tell you what it is. We all have gifts to use. Let's use them. The Bible says this king would take account of his servants. He was going to settle up some accounts. The Bible says, and when he had begun to reckon, in other words, he was going to settle the accounts, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. Now, I don't know about this king. Maybe he was sleepless one night. And maybe he wanted to get into the book of the Chronicles and see what was going on. I don't know. Maybe he was looking into his money book to see what it was. I have no idea why this man owed 10,000 talents. I don't know if he was out collecting money for the king. I have no idea what it was. But the Jesus said this man had owed 10,000 talents. Can I tell you that's a sum tonight that we can't even hardly count? That's absolutely a sum tonight that could never be paid back. 10,000 talents. A talent weighed 75 pounds. So 10,000 of those would be 75,000 pounds that this man had owed the king. This was a amount of money that would never, ever be paid back in 100 lifetimes. You just couldn't do it. It would never be paid back. Now, it could have been silver, which would have been an awful lot. And it could have been gold, which would have been a lot more. We're not told. But Jesus used that number, amen. A talent was the heaviest unit amount of weight back then used by the Hebrews. And 10,000 was the highest, roundest number that they would use to make the number extremely high. To make you understand that it could not be paid back. Jesus was saying that his debt was beyond being paid back. Do you know tonight that our sin debt, amen, without Calvary, without the cross, is beyond being paid back tonight? We can never pay that back. We can't pay it back by good works. We can't pay it back by money. We can't pay it back. It's only because the blood of Christ tonight has forgiven you and I tonight. And my friends, Jesus is about to say, he's forgiven us. But are we forgiven our brother? Are we forgiven those that have wronged us? 10,000 talents. But for so much as he had not to pay, he had no money to pay that back. There was no way he could ever pay that back. For so much as he had not to pay, watch this, his Lord commanded him to be sold. And not just him, but his wife. And not just his wife, but him, his wife, and his children. And not just all that, but the Bible says, and all that he had, everything. They were going to go into slavery. They were going to be sold into slavery because of the debt that he owed the king. It was impossible to pay that back. So the king was going to sell him, his wife, his children, all that he had, the house, the car, the boat, the motorhome, everything he had, the barn, the tractor, amen, was going to be turned back, amen, and going to be sold for what he owed back. It's going to be auctioned off at a slave market. They were in his stuff. And I tell you, sin will take you that way. Sin will do those things too. You know, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. But I'm glad for that but. I'm glad for the buts in the Bible. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. He's the only one that can forgive us complete. He's the only one today. The Bible says all that he had, a payment had to be made. Number 26, the Bible says the servant therefore fell down and he worshiped him, or he begged with him. He pleaded with him saying, Lord, have patience with me. Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Humanly impossible. The servant, Lord, I fell down, I worshiped you, I begged you, I pleaded with you. Please forgive me. Have patience, I'll pay you back. That servant fell down and worshiped. He asked for patience. He was guilty before the king with no way to pay it back. He had no defense whatsoever, none whatsoever. He was doomed. Can I tell you, before we got saved, before we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, we too were guilty. We too were doomed to a place called hell. We too were on our way to a devil's hell before Christ came by and saved us. Amen. John 3:18 says, "He that believeth on Him is not condemned." Amen. Therefore, now no condemnation to the Christian. Amen. He is not condemned. Watch this. "But he that believeth not is condemned already. He that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Aren't you glad Christ made it easy to be saved? Aren't you thankful today you don't have to work for that, earn that? Aren't you thankful today the Bible says by faith, by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I'm glad of that tonight. The servant fell down, "Have patience with me." Watch what the king does. "Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion." He owed all this money that could never be paid back. And he went before the king. And he got down, he begged, he pleaded, he worshiped. He said, "Have patience with me. I'll pay it all back," knowing that he could never, ever, ever pay that back. He said, "Have patience with me." He fell down. The king was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. I say, wow. He went before the king. He kneeled down. He said, "Forgive me. Have patience." The king was moved with compassion. I'm telling you, Jesus tonight is full of compassion. Psalms 145, 8 says, "The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger," amen, "and of great mercy." I'm glad he had compassion on me one day. I'm thankful tonight that he cared about me one day and that he has compassion on his people today. This king not only had compassion, but the Bible says he loosed him. He must have been in chains. He must have been ready to go to the prison. He must have had chains around his feet and possibly his hands, amen. Let me tell you what, he was set free. He was set free. The king, the Lord, had set him free. Aren't you thankful that God set you free one day? Amen. I'm telling you, the Bible says in Psalms 40, I love this, it said, "He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings." Amen. Praise God, he freed us from the chains of sin, the chains of death, and the chains of hell tonight. Amen. This man was freed. And all he did was go before the king and ask for a little mercy. He didn't do nothing else. He just went and begged. I'm glad tonight I can go before God. I'm glad tonight one day on Highway 29 I went before God and I gave my heart and my life to Jesus Christ. I didn't have to do nothing spectacular. I didn't have to make a big show. I just felt in my heart I needed Jesus, amen. And I called out to Him and I asked for salvation. I asked for forgiveness. He saved me. He not only loosed him, but he forgave him the debt. He forgave me of all my sin one day. He forgave you if you're saved today of all your sin. Amen. He forgave him. Colossians 2, 13 and 14 says, "And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he quickened," or made alive, "together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses," not just some of them, but all of them, amen. Every single one. Do you realize tonight that every sin you ever have committed, every sin you are committing, and every sin you ever will commit is paid in full tonight by the blood of the Lamb? This man went before the king and pleaded and begged, and the king forgave him, had compassion, and set him free. And he forgave him the debt. Watch what this fella does, turns around. I wonder sometimes if this is like so many Christians tonight. I wonder if someone has maybe done you wrong. I wonder maybe if a brother or a sister has done you wrong, has hurt you. Are we willing to forgive one another? Are we willing to forgive? Watch what he does. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants. Watch this. Which owed him 100 pence. Which was 100 denarii. Which wasn't a whole lot of money. Nothing compared to the 10,000 talents. Which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him. And he took him by the throat. Wait a minute. This guy just been forgiven of 10,000 talents. This man's family is now set free. All he has is now his. He doesn't owe this money anymore. But now he gets it in his mind. I remember a guy that owes me 100 pence. I'm going to go find him. And I'm going to get that money. Sounds like some Christians. Watch this. He took him by the throat saying, "Pay me that thou owest." And his fellow servant fell down at his feet. He's doing the same thing that he just did. He's watching the same thing that he just did. He's remembering the same thing that he just did before the king. His fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all." Let me tell you what, this man could have paid that back. He could have paid, might have took him a couple years, but he could have paid that back. The first fella could have never paid it back, and yet he was forgiven. And he goes after somebody else. Watch this. And the Bible says, and he would not. He would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. He would not. Let me tell you what God's Word says in Ephesians 4:32. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, here it is, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. All this money this man owed that he could never pay back had been forgiven, had been paid off. And now he's going to go run down somebody and grab him by the throat, push him down, put him in prison for 100 pence. The Bible says he would not. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they watched this happen. They saw everything going on. His fellow servants saw what was done. They were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. His fellow servants seen what was done. They probably heard what was going on. They probably maybe even watched him, grab him by the throat, push him down, try to put him in prison. They watched him do this. Let me tell you what, tonight, church, the world is watching you and I tonight. They see what's going on. Don't think they don't know what's going on. Don't think they're not hearing with their ears and seeing with their eyes. They know what's going on. I thought he was a Christian. I thought she was a Christian. Now they're fighting amongst each other. Let me tell you what, I've been there. I've been to that place, amen. Listen, we need to be forgiving. The world is watching. And let me tell you what, the world needs Jesus. If they see us fighting and quarreling among one another and this not liking one another and putting this one down and that one down for this or that, let me tell you what, why do they want to come to God's house? Hey, they got the same thing out there in the world. They're looking. They're searching, amen. We need to show them something different that a Christian is. How come? Because we have been forgiven by Jesus Christ. We have been forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ. And we ought to forgive our brothers and our sisters. The Bible says he would not. He put him in prison. His fellow servants saw all that he done, and they told unto their Lord all that was done. Sounds like the great accuser Satan, don't he? Told everybody what was going on. Everybody. The Bible says, then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, "O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou desirest me," or "thou had called upon me, thou had begged me, you pleaded with me, and I forgave you every single penny that you owed me. I set you free. You're not in prison. Your family's not in prison. You still have everything you have. I set you free. Why did you do this? Why didn't you do what I did to you for that little bit?" Shouldest thou not also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? You know what the Bible tells us in Colossians 3:13? Forbearing one another, or lift one another up. Not just that, and forgiving one another. Forgiving one another, Christians. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. The same exact thing do ye. I had pity on thee, and his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due him. You see, he had set him free from the beginning. He had took that debt, that enormous debt that could never be paid back, that 10,000 talents. And he had compassion, he had mercy, he had grace on him. He set him free, and he forgave him all that. And then this man turns around and goes after another one of his brothers, fellow servants, that owed him a little bit of money. So he puts him and he says, I'm going to deliver you to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. The tormentors there means to torture him for not forgiving. Let me say it again. It means to torture for not forgiving his fellow servant. Can I tell you tonight, the world's worst prison is when you don't forgive. It's in your mind. I know. I've been there. Can I tell you, I'm going through something tonight just like that. Sometimes when someone does you wrong, it's hard to forgive. Can I tell you tonight, Jesus forgave you. Jesus forgave me. Why can't we forgive one another? Not seven times, not four times, not 490 times, but forever and ever. Why can't we forgive our brothers and sisters in Christ? He said, I'm going to put you into torment. I'm going to torment you. It's going to be torment. And my friends, until we forgive, we will be tormented of that. I know that. You sit around, you think, my, what he did to me. Can you believe what he did to me? I can't believe what he did to me. I'm so mad at him. I'll never forgive him. I'll never forget it. Let me tell you what. We need to forgive, amen, like Christ forgave us, my friends. Torment. He wouldn't forgive after he'd been forgiven. He would not do it. And now he would suffer. Here's the message and here's the thought. I want to share this with you. The word forgive in verse 35 means to forth, F-O-R-T-H, give. Doesn't just mean to forget. I forget. Okay, you did something to me. I'm going to forgive you. But I'm not going to forget about it. Amen. I forgive you. But in the back of my mind, I'm going to remember what you did to me. I'm going to remember what you said to me. I'm going to remember how you treated me. I'm going to forgive you. I'm going to tell you your face. When I turn around and go back home, I'm going to forget him. I'm not going to forget it. He sent him to the tormentors. Forth give. It means to dismiss absolutely from thought. Not just forgive, but forget it. Let it go in your mind. Let it go in my mind. Let me tell you what. That's what Christ does for us. Hebrews 10:17. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Amen. God not only forgives, He forgets. Amen. And that's what we need to do. Forgive our brothers and sisters in Christ. I wonder if we're doing that. I wonder when somebody sins against us or does something to us to harm us, to make us feel better, whatever it is. I wonder if we remember tonight what Jesus Christ has done for us. That's what the Lord was talking about in His parable. This is what I've done for you. Now you need to turn around and do it to your brothers and sisters in Christ. Torment in your mind unless you forgive. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also to you. If ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. Let me read verse 26 real quick and I'll be done. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. It was humanly impossible for him to do that. He could have never, ever, ever paid that back. Back in that day, a man would have to work 20 years to earn one talent. His case was hopeless. It was hopeless. Until the king had compassion and forgave him. That king didn't have to do that. That king had all authority, had all power. He could have took him, his wife, his kids, everything he had, sold it into slavery, got a little tiny bit back, but he didn't. Because he had compassion. Aren't you thankful tonight that God has compassion on you? Let me say this and I'll be done. We are all 10,000 talent debtors tonight. Every one of us. Jesus Christ paid a debt that he didn't owe, my friends. He paid that debt, that sin debt, in full. I sang that song, paid in full by the blood of the Lamb. That just doesn't give us a free pass to heaven. I mean, we're on our way because of what he did, amen? But he paid your sin, he paid my sin in full. We need to forgive our brothers and sisters in Christ. Bow your heads, close your eyes. We won't tarry long.